From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
Decriminalizing sex work may be in the cards for New York. Several New York legislators proposed a bill to decriminalize sex work in the state. However, the proposal failed to gain traction as it was introduced in the closing days of the legislative session. The bill's passage would have made New York the first U.S. state to largely decriminalize sex work. The measure sought to legalize the buying and selling of sex among consenting adults under specific circumstances. It would repeal or amend sections of the penal code that prohibit prostitution, patronizing adult sex workers, and promoting prostitution in the third and fourth degrees. Strict penalties would remain in place for sex offenses related to minors or trafficking. Senators Jessica Ramos and Julia Salazar introduced the Stop Violence in the Sex Trades Act on June 10th. It was drafted in collaboration with Decrim NY, an organization that advocates for sex worker rights. The legislation also proposed regulating sex workers' places of business to make working conditions safer. In addition, it would be possible for individuals with prior prostitution-related convictions to have their criminal records expunged. Supporters of decriminalizing prostitution acknowledged the bill was controversial and likely to encounter many obstacles. However, they maintained that keeping sex work illegal perpetuates trafficking and violence. They hoped that the proposal's introduction would at least start a conversation about the topic.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.